banks are taking another step to clear away the wreckage of the 2008 financial crisis. They are agreeing to pay $8.5 billion to homeowners who were wrongfully thrown out of their homes.
Joining us now to talk live, CBSMoneyWatch.com editor-at-large Jill Schlesinger. Hiya, Jill.
Good afternoon. Now, you're obviously not married to a lawyer like I am, because you would have said allegedly before that.
Yeah, ooh, sorry.
You know, so this is a pretty awesome deal. It's pretty big, and not so much for the numbers, but I think like, your intro is right. It is really the step where it finally feels like a lot of this mortgage boom bust and a lot of the shenanigans that went on, it feels like it's kind of going away. And I think that that's probably good news for everybody.
Well, it's really interesting that $8.5 billion would go to homeowners, because as you know, there have been all of these programs where we've barely seen some of that money trickle down to the people who needed it.
That's right. And we've had a lot of problems, a lot of criticism of the Obama administration, by the way, about this, about the various mortgage relief programs that were really hard to qualify for and that were just simply impossible for a lot of homeowners to negotiate. So let me just tell you a couple of things how this is probably going to work out. You're going to have two different phases of this process. One is a cash payment. If you had a foreclosure that occurred in 2009 and 2010, you might get a check that literally just comes out of nowhere in the mail, right? And why is this? Well, it's just going to happen because you're going to be on a list more than anything else. So as a result, you could get $250, but you might get a couple $1,000, and that's going to be a third of this settlement. The second part of the settlement is going to be providing relief to homeowners who are still in their homes but could not qualify for all those refinancing programs. That's about $5.2 billion. That's going to be really helpful, I think, for a lot of people. May help them stay in their homes. So I think that's the good part for consumers.
But, Jill, there are some consumer advocates who say this $8.5 billion settlement is nothing, that the banks are getting off scot-free practically. How is that, and why would they say that?
Well, I think that, you know, I have to say, I agree that it seems like it's nothing. But there's a bigger issue, which is not everyone who was foreclosed upon had a faulty foreclosure, right? And so going through this process, where we had this independent review, banks were spending tons and tons and tons of money to comply with regulators, but nothing was happening for consumers. So in many respects, I almost feel like as soon as the money can go directly to the consumers, we're in a better place. And we really have to remember that not every one of these banks and not every single one of these foreclosures was done incorrectly. In other words, the process may not have been the best process, but these people were still going to get foreclosed upon anyway, and that's what the banks had contended. I think it's a great deal for the banks, let's be honest. I mean, they put this behind them, they move on. It's in addition to the $25 billion settlement earlier in the year, and we had another fresh settlement with Bank of America separately with Fannie Mae, another $11 billion. So you're starting to see the numbers go up into the hundreds of billions pretty quickly, but we do need to move on from this, and we do need to get people relief, and if that's the way that this gets done fast and efficiently, let's go for it.
And it's coming at a time when the housing market's doing a little better.
Yeah, we'll take that, right? Every single day. Hey, by the way, don't forget we get to say debt ceiling for the next 60 days.
Oh,
isn't it great?
Boy.
So don't forget, every time I say debt ceiling on your air, put a dollar in the jar and you will buy a drink on St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, yippee. Thanks, Jill.
You're the best, Jill. Thanks. That's Jill Schlesinger. For more, go to MoneyWatch.com.